is it Connor Reeve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an
arm- Welcome to Talk Nerdy to Me. My name is Patrick.
Hot damn, look at that. Full of excitement. Okay, let's start.
I'm Troy.
He's the other guy. You've been seeing me a lot lately. It's the beautiful face. Yeah, we're going to go with
yeah,
that.
Okay.
And for our auditory podcast people, just trust me, it is exactly what I'm telling you. Don't look me up on
the
video.
The soothing melodic tones.
yeah, the soothing. So today what we're going to talk about is Into the Spider-Verse, the new trailer that dropped. I know you're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like the layman in this person. Like, look, I love movies and stuff like that, but he's a comic book store owner and aficionado, you know. I used to collect Spider-Man way back in the day when they started off in the 300s. So,
yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while, so they're up to like 700 now.
Over 700, yeah.
Yeah. So, the new trailer dropped, Into the Spider-Verse. It dropped a couple of days, well, almost like a week ago, 2 weeks
yeah,
ago, something like that. Roughly enough. We just wanted to talk about it because I don't really know a lot about it because I've only known one Spider-Man, but apparently there are many Spider-Men and women and pigs. Apparently animated.
Yeah, all alternate universes.
Which is weird because it's animated and then it's also animated within an animated, because the pig's animated in an animated movie. So I'm not really...
It's like Inception.
Yeah, it's weird, you know? So it's the story about Miles...
Miles Morales. The Ultimate Universe version of Spider-Man.
And actually, I guess it's his universe that's getting, I guess, infected with, or like if there's a wormhole that got opened up.
Yeah, something happens to this experiment, scientific experiment. I can't remember the name of the equipment, but it opens up a rift between all the different universes.
Okay.
And I guess...
I'm guessing, you know, Doc Ock probably has something to do with that.
Well, the ones you see are Scorpion...
Yeah.
And Goblin, Hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin, yeah.
And I guess they somehow get into Miles's universe and they're wreaking havoc. And come to find out, you know, if they don't stop this stuff from happening, then basically all the universes are going to collapse and his home will go away too.
Right, yeah. I mean, I like the concept of it because it's something different. It's, I like Spider-Man. I mean, I like his... The live-action Spider-Man. Click here for live-action Lion King
discussion,
but actually live-action. But this is actually a pretty cool animated, and it's got its own kind of personality on his animation, which I kind of like. It's more in a...
Cartoon, more of a comic book style type.
Yeah, because it doesn't that have also like different panels in it? I think I saw it was
yeah.
like almost like actual panels, which a lot of people have an issue with. I like that kind of animation because it's not really smooth animation. It's like more like cut up animation and.
There's something that draws you to it. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think it almost looks like that new Star Wars Resistance animation. It's a little more anime, but it's more cut up and it's. It has its own, comment below. I know there's a type of style that it's a stylized animation. It's not really drawn, but of course it's everything CGI these days. But I like that kind of animation. Which is funny because the different animation of the pig is very very cartoony.
Yeah, Spider Ham.
Spider is that what it's
Peter
called?
Porker Spider Ham.
So I think it's gonna be I think it's gonna be pretty cool. What do you think?
Well, Miles Morales is probably one of the better versions of Spider-Man anyway. They brought him along in the Ultimate Universe with Brian Michael Bendis, and he just caught on like crazy. He's got his powers are a little different. As you saw in that recent trailer, he can kind of camouflage himself against his background.
Okay.
So he can kind of make himself almost invisible. And he's got it's called a stinger in his palm, so he can actually... Stun people.
So his mutation was different from everybody else's?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
All of them are varied just a little bit.
So one of them I saw is Spider-Gwen?
Right, she's another alternate universe.
Another alternate
and
universe.
And the spider had bitten Gwen instead of Peter.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that makes sense because they were both on the same field trip.
Right.
I know that there was... Oh, what was the other one?
Spider-Man Noir.
Yeah, Spider-Man Noir, yeah.
He's got the coolest outfit. It's all blacked out, gothic looking.
Right. I like
steampunkish.
I like the one, is that Spider-Man does not wear capes. And he just rips the capes off. And it just reminds me of Incredibles.
Yeah.
No capes, you know, but... yeah, I think it's gonna be pretty interesting because I mean, man, they've been beating that drum for a while because that trailer came out. I mean, that trailer probably came out a little while ago, and we were just not talking about it because it's coming up here in a couple weeks. So I figured whenever we release this, it's gonna come out December 13th.
Yeah, well, that's the Thursday showing of it.
Thursday showing of it.
Review.
Yeah, so check out the review if you know coming up or. Stay tuned.
Click the bell icon. You'll see when we put it up.
If you don't click the bell icon, we kill the Lion King. All right. Okay, we are going to kill that movie.
Spider-Man is their flagship character.
Yeah.
So I don't care what anybody says, Iron Man, Captain America, Avengers. No, Spider-Man is their bread and butter.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
And Sony has been ruining Spider-Man for them, so I'm sure they're glad to get something...
Something back.
With a lot of hype.
No, don't get me wrong, the last couple Spider-Mans, I liked it.
They were meh.
I liked it because he's actually, like, you know, he looks like a kid.
Tom Holland does a really good Spider-Man.
Tom Holland, but he's only, like, 18 months younger than the guy who plays Thor. Chris Hemsworth,
yeah,
which is I think it's hilarious because
he looks like a teenager.
He looks like a teenager, but he's literally only less than 2 years younger than Thor himself, which is pretty funny. But yeah, I think I like that. Like people like me that don't really know all the different kinds of Spider-Man, it'll show me a world of difference. You know, Spider-Ham and Spider-Gwen. And,
yeah, you'll still enjoy it. All you have to know is their alternate universe Spider-Man.
Because I think that was almost a year ago, they like teased it saying
yeah.
There'd be a Miles Morales Spider-Man movie, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, really?" Because you know, typically when you think of Spider-Man, you think of Peter Parker. You don't think
most
of
times.
Miles Morales because everybody's like, "Ooh!" Like me, I was like, I didn't even know that there was different ones. But so I think that they're making a good decision on bringing everybody all the different ones because that'll make me want to go. And look up them in the comic books or, you know.
Pick up some older issues.
Some trade paperbacks. Kind of see what kind of, there's that many different kind of Spider-Men or Spider-Women and Spider animated pigs and so on and so forth. So yeah, I think it's cool. I want you guys to comment down below. What is your Spader? Spider?
James Spader?
What is your Spader?
Who's your favorite James Spader character?
Exactly. I like him from Boston Legal. So, and Blacklist is good, too. But, either way, list your Spider-Man...
Favorite variant of Spider-Man?
Favorite variant of Spider-Man. I think that's a good way to say it. Down below, I just want to see Spider-Ham. When are you ever going to see that in another full-featured motion picture?
Yeah. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing the Spider-Man Noir, which I think... is it John... the dude from...
Batman.
Is it John Hamm?
Yeah, John Hamm.
Yeah. I think he's doing one of the voices. I think it's Noir.
Noir. I think I've actually pulled it up earlier.
So yeah, tell us your favorite. We already told you his favorite. I'm really looking forward to seeing Miles Morales finally on the big screen. And
Shameik Moore, Spider-Man. They're all Spider-Man, but.
Jake Johnson's playing Peter Parker. Oh, I forgot.
Oh, Nicolas Cage is playing Noir.
Oh, that's right.
Wow.
Liv Schreiber's playing Kingpin.
That's cool.
I forgot.
I like Liv Schreiber.
He is a man.
If you don't remember from old school X-Men, wasn't he Sabretooth?
Yeah, in the older movies.
In the older movies, so that's when Wolverine wasn't as jacked as he is now.
Before he made the Wolverine solo movie.
Yeah, you want to talk about 90s... Wolverine Sabretooth battles. That's what we had to grow up with kids.
Yeah,
I know
not Tyler Mayne, Liv Schreiber.
Liv Schreiber. Still cool character, but yeah. Yep. Well, cool. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy.
And comment down below, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell icon. That's pretty much it.
Better. You can subscribe to us on a podcast platform.
Spider Pig, Spider Pig.
Does whatever a Spider Pig can.
Yeah, now it's the Homer Simpson version. Alright guys, we'll see you at the next one. Bye guys, later. Hey, listen.
that you get on? Is it Cotterie? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an all-